if you're a big tough guy this morning.
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day, Boogie Shoes by Casey and the Sunshine Band. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, from 1976, your song of the day, Boogie Shoes by KC and the Sunshine Band. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Go ahead, Bill.
I don't know how it gets better than that.
Don't get much better.
Well, it doesn't get much better than I want to do it till the sun comes up.
Easy there, well, champ.
That's what I'm just giving back to the lyrics.
More lyrics. Yeah.
What year was that again, Jake?
1976, which is what?
Oh, better times.
So much.
Oh, can you, Jake, that was us. That was me and Steve in our youth. That's what we're listening to.
Think about it.
Just think about that. That's what we were listening to.
Why do you think we live back in that era all the time?
Yeah. That, and I got a chance to see this live.
I saw,
and it wasn't like the Sunshine Band, but Casey wasn't there. It was Casey.
It was God.
It was Casey. Oh, and the horn section, I was sitting next to Ellie Apple and Derek Apple.
God.
And Duke and Julie and my wife. That was the six of us in a VIP section of the bowl, Pinewood Bowl. And that's where, when it got quiet one time, I yelled, Randy!
And people chimed in the next day. I think I heard Bill at the concert.
How did I not? I got to pull the cob out and go to stuff like that.
Yeah, just really. Come on.
God.
Anyway. You had an invite.
I know.
We both, yeah.
I know.
We went to Lee's Chicken.
No, it's a big... I have a huge regret now.
That was... That song just grabs me. I remember about when the song started, we all just stopped. People kind of a little bit of murmuring in the background, and that song came on, and the place was just like...
Really?
Everybody just... Oh, it was it's a 10.
Oh, boy.
10.
Wow, I don't know that I can go 10.
I don't know how you can't, is what I want to know.
Well,
how can you not?
I mean, there's such... He has a lot of great songs that I go closer to, like Get Down Tonight.
Yeah.
That's the way I like it. Give It Up. Give It Up's very, very underrated. You know what song that is?
Yeah.
Give It Up, baby. God, he was good.
He's so good.
They are good. How about, Shake Your Booty.
Yeah, Shake, Shake, Shake. Shake, Shake, Shake.
Bill saw the blight.
Shake Your Booty. And I saw him live.
I'm aware.
Say it again. Do the verb.
Whole words.
No, I mean. Just do that little segment again.
Shake, Shake, Shake. Shake, Shake, Shake. Shake Your Booty. Come on.
Come on.
You can do it. Come on.
That's
you can do
lyrical
it.
Lyrical genius right there.
You do it well.
Yeah. Gold.
So gold. But Boogie Shoes is really high. 9.75.
Well, I guess Connor's going real quick.
Connor's going to like this. 8.2.
6.2 says that's the way I like it.
Yeah. Okay, Connor.
6.2. Get better, Connor.
Yeah. Okay.
Connor's branching out.
Well, no, Derek Bombic from Visit Link is with
us. Who is this guy?
He's a director of sports for Visit Link. He's been gone for a full month partying.
What is he?
Director of sports for Visit Lincoln.
He runs Lincoln.
Whew. We haven't seen you for a while, Derek. Number one, good to see you again.
Yeah, no, good to be here. Like. I was trying to do a call-in from the Final Four down in Kansas City. You said no, and then we were off, I think, the next week. And then
it's not the same when you're not in studio, Derek. Yeah. Okay. It's just not the same.
It's kind of the same.
Like calling,
do you answer other? Directly to Pillen?
That's exactly, yeah. The red phone. Yeah.
The red phone.
The red phone.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Or does he answer to you?
Yes.
Probably does.
This is what we're doing in sports.
Yes. Now, Derek, we know that you're more of a country guy and an R&B guy. This was neither of those, so is that going to affect your score this morning?
No, so I grew up listening to the oldies with my dad.
Oh, nice.
That one hit, but that's one that, you know, if you hear it multiple times on the radio a day, I'm turning the channel. So it was good, not great.
Derek.
I'm going 6'8".
6'8" is still a proper score.
6'8" is decent. Like I said, there's so much better classics than that.
What are you doing?
Not really. Oh, yeah. Not really.
Really? You're going to push it back on us.
All of a sudden, so you don't show up for 6 weeks to come in here and then
start disparaging the old people.
Yeah, exactly. Disparaging. And then Casey, who is here in person, and you took a shot at him. Yeah. But damn.
Come on, Derek. Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Well, Derek, welcome back. Harsh score, harsh reaction to a great song, but it's okay. I've been here for a long
it's
time.
It's the resolution of the new year. Yeah. Just...
What is the resolution?
Yeah.
Piss Bill off.
Yeah, oh, geez.
Wow.
You did.
Off to a good start.
I love this. Actually, I kind of like this.
You're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, Derek, today's more of a recap and a look-ahead day. So 2025 is done. Recap the year that it was. Just some highs
that it was.
Like we were here all year talking about all the great things, and it was a phenomenal year for sports and just tourism in Lincoln. In just sports alone, we booked more than 60,000 hotel room nights. And when you're an organization funded based on lodging tax, it's all about the people of Lincoln, but also about the people coming to stay in those hotels. So to do 60,000 hotel rooms in sports is phenomenal. That's tens of millions of dollars of economic impact to the community. Obviously, we hosted some great events like Gravel Worlds that brought 2,400 athletes from 22 countries, six continents here to Lincoln. The AVCA First Serve in August. That's one of the most iconic events. Well, that was volleyball. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Still on AVCA for a second, Jake. Sorry. If you give me the mic.
I was going forward. Sorry.
But it was great. I mean, we brought eight of the top volleyball teams in the country. You know, 45,000 tickets sold. 25% of those tickets were from outside of the state of Nebraska. So great reach. We were on ESPN. We were on Fox. But with that event, brought so many other volleyball entities. And so when I was down at the Final Four, they were all saying, hey, when can we have an event in Lincoln? So working with PBA, working with Devaney, just to see, you know, what dates can be opened up.
We
for
can
some
do the PBA
events.
Thing. You can
so
help with PBA?
Appreciate that.
We can do that.
Get a direct line to Simone over there.
Line, yeah,
Brian Morrow.
Brian Morrow.
Well, there, yeah, that too.
I'll give Brian's cell phone number out here.
So, yeah, among other events, obviously, we hosted the U.S. Open for women's bowling and so many other great things. So, with that said, though, there's so much to look forward to in 2026. And first of all, it's Savannah Bananas. I know everybody's going out of their minds for that one, June 11th and 13th. We're going to be playing Thursday at Haymarket Park, Saturday at Memorial Stadium. If you've not got your tickets or your name in the ticket lottery, do so ASAP, because I think they're going to be announcing here shortly on that one. The high school rodeo, the National High School Rodeo Championships are going to be back in July. That's the largest rodeo in the world, contestant base. So they're going to take over the Sandhills Global Event Center the third week of July. That same week, we're hosting the USA Archery National Championships for the first time. So we're going to bring over 2,000 athletes from across the country to experience the Lincoln Sports Foundation as well as our city. At the same time that's going on, the USA Roller Sports National Championships are going to be going on. So just so much going on this summer. Obviously, we have the tried and trues back. We're going to be hosting professional tennis again. Sports Car Club of America National Championships are going to be going on. Halfsy's still there, marathon. So a lot of great things in sports, and we're just looking for the next best thing. So I'll be heading out to Colorado Springs later this month to the Olympic Training Center to meet with all the national governing bodies to see what's available for maybe 2026, but for sure 2027 and beyond, to see what's the next great event we can host in Lincoln.
So great job.
It's going to be awesome.
It's locked in over here. That's Lincoln. There's a lot of information, Lincoln. Derek.
Lincoln, yeah.
Sports.
Big things.
Sports.
Nebraska basketball. Let's keep riding those two teams.
I guess Niners, I jinxed them, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We needed a loss. We needed to have a sour taste in our mouth.
Hasn't happened yet, though. We haven't lost
yet. I just hope Jake didn't jinx
it. Oh, I thought you were talking about the Niners, my Niners. No, yeah, no.
Bill believes that my fandom for the Hurricanes now has jinxed Nebraska basketball somehow.
Well, when you all of a sudden get into a different world in the sports world, and all of a sudden Jake became this giant Hurricane fan last night. The U! I mean, I hadn't talked about him all year. He's never mentioned.
Not a single
matter of fact. Matter of fact, he hated him when Nebraska was playing him.
I did.
And all of a sudden, Jake's like, the U!
Happy U year.
Yes.
How long did you hold that one?
I stole from Michael Irvin. Hey, Derek, that was really interesting. There's a lot of sports.
We're going to bring a ton of information every other week here.
Why don't we go every week, is it?
Derek, I gave Derek that option years ago. He declined.
Yeah,
too much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
We don't pay you.
Maybe that's the New Year's resolution.
Pay Derek.
Pay Derek. Get paid. Okay.
Okay.
Well, he might be waiting for a while on that one. We'll see what we can do,
Derek. That's a lot, though. That is a lot. The bowling is great that you do that.
Oh, yeah. Lacido out there at Sun Valley Lanes. He's got some other events coming up that I'm sure we'll be talking about soon.
John
Lacido, yep. State High School Bowling Championships coming up in February. So, yeah.
John went to school when we did, Bill. Yes. He was in school when
he would have enjoyed that song we just played.
And last thing,
Boogie
Derek.
Shoes, he would. He would.
Niners.
Would like this.
Niners, do they win their first playoff game or not?
Who do they got?
We got the Eagles Sunday afternoon, 3:30.
At Philly.
It depends what version of each team shows up. They can both be extremely hot. They can both be extremely cold. I think we should have most of our guys back. And I think just, again,
loss to the
Seahawks. Yes, Trent Williams will be
back.
Big.
Trent Williams.
That's the big one, having Kittle back, both those guys on one side, run blocking for CMC. I think we're going to win because I think they desperately want that rematch with the Seahawks.
Okay.
So, yeah,
wow. Right, what a game after. That would be.
Yeah. Yep.
The Eagles have not looked right this year in general.
So.
Yeah, they don't look as if they can win it all.
Even though they just won it all last year. They don't appear that. Yeah. Yep. So.
Well,
Derek, are they not getting the line play that they got last year?
It has not.
Remember
been
how dominant they were up front?
Because Saquon's not having a near the year that he had last year.
Yeah, not near the year. Also, it's hard to win.
That could be the best game, though, of the playoffs.
Remember how they were dominating up front last year?
Oh, it was
couldn't stop them. Tush-push all day.
That's right.
Derek, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Go Skurs.
That's Derek Bombeck, Visit Lincoln Director of Sports. Hour 2 is next. Portal update next on Early Break on the Ticket.